This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Dolores Bolden, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, B-O-L-D-E-N, date of birth 06-30-1967, date of appointment 03-12-2025. Requesting physician Jessica Pludarczyńska, NP, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, P-L-U-D-R-Z-Y-N-S-K-I-N-P. Dear Jessica Pludarczyńska, I have the pleasure of seeing Dolores Bolden today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 57-year-old right-handed African-American woman. Who has a history of intradural extramedullary schwannoma. She had a laminectomy done in two times, last one was 2023. The level was T12 to L2. She, her bladder and bowel nerves are involved and she does not have good control. She is incontinent. Last MRI of the LS spine done last year. She is having spinal pain, which is electric shock like, starting from the back, going down to the right buttock and right leg. She have a right foot drop. She is having headache daily. For the last 5 years, it is back of the head and on the right side, sometimes sharp, sometimes dull, throbbing and pulsating. Sometime with nausea and vomiting, with photophobia and phonophobia, with dizziness. She sees floater and double vision, Tylenol and Uberlvi help her. Taking Lyrica 200 milligram 3 times daily. Having numbness in the head, tingling in the feet, have C5, C6 issue. And have cortisone shot. He is using AFO in the right foot. Memory is not good. Past medical history. Hyperlipidemia. Hypertension, chronic pain, past surgical history, T12, L2 laminectomy, for schwannoma 2 times. Allergy, tramadol medication, Lyrica 200 mg 3 times daily, hydrochlorothiazide, rizuvastatin, pantoprazole, Ventolin inhaler, Vivilog inhaler, Tylenol. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He still uses marijuana. He is single, is alone, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, brain aneurysm, father deceased, MI. 1 sister with hypercholesterolemia, 2 brother, 1 with the skin cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having headache, vertigo, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, urinary pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 150/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, heart valves on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex, strength 5/5, except right foot drop present. Deep tender reflex is 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation on the right foot. Assessment and plan. 57-year-old, right-handed African-American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, chronic pain syndrome. Number 3, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 4, depression. Number 5, back pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Topamax 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, and then 2 PO 2 times daily. Continue. You will continue to take Lyrica. As prescribed by the primary care doctor. You need a follow with the pain management doctor and the neurosurgery. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.